ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A U.S. carrier strike group on its way to the Middle East. The White House on high alert, with some Americans confirmed among those killed in the second day of the new Mideast war. Hamas militants from Gaza by land, sea, and air attacking Israel. Both sides report hundreds dead, many more injured, and some Israelis kidnapped and held hostage. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
The U.S. has been filling warehouses inside Israel with military hardware for nearly the last 50 years, so that in the event of a crisis, if Israel needs more equipment as a key ally of ours in the region, it's already there. So it is very possible that Israel will ask the U.S. to tap into those stockpiles as well.
In Jerusalem, Reverend Dr. George Mason from Dallas, Texas, president of an interfaith nonprofit group called Faith Commons.
Life can feel eerily normal in parts of the country where just down the road a few miles, people are dying.
This is ABC News. Still considered a potential danger, it bears repeating, by ABC's Jim Ryan.
U.S. regulators say General Motors should recall airbag inflators that can explode and shoot metal shrapnel into passengers in a crash. At least two people have been killed. The Wall Street Journal says at least 20 million GM vehicles have the part designed by Tennessee supplier Arc Automotive. 11 other car companies use them, too.
Part of Maui burned by deadly wildfire reopened today to tourists, essential for the economy. ABC's Alex Stone.
2 months later, those who lived in Lahaina are just now getting back in to see their burned-out homes. There is ash everywhere. The EPA has been using a spray adhesive to try to contain the ash. Maui Health Officer Dr. Lauren Pang says the ash gets kicked up quite a bit.
You know, out there I was with a fireman, and you look in the distance, and I thought it was a drizzle coming in, like a gray drizzle. He said, no, that's ash.
But it's a race against time before the winter rains arrive and wash that hazardous ash into the ocean.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Question from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Let's kick off Max Inc. Heavy this evening with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. This is their brand new song. It's called Bloody. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Real and throw, crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing. Sizing is mesmerizing, packing my bag.
Kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. That is Second Guessing on Maxine Kevy. Before that, we heard Bloody. That's their latest single. I believe Zeroed Hero is working on more new music for all of us. We'll have that on the air for you as soon as it appears in my inbox. How you doing? I am Jimmy K from Maxine Radio. Happy to join us. MaxineRadio.com. If you would like to inbox us music, love to have it. We got music on the way from Quick and Painless, also Fiberweed, and that new one from Electromag, which is so awesome, plus Essential, Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. The Heroes Live, they got a show coming up November 4th in Milwaukee at the bar with Lockjaw. It's Metavon's birthday party. They always throw a party for that. Let's do The Heroes Live right now. It's Trainwreck Symphony on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Gentlemen, it's the road. Ain't soft to all, becomes a bodily harm. It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She blew my mind, but that's just it. Takes a little bit of time to get over all of it. It's just sex and sex. Act like we're on crack. Am I crazy? Is this what love is? Now I've come undone. I can't feel the sun. Is it over? Don't feel over. So I don't feel her in my veins. The way she loves me is all I crave. We'll lie down, I'm floating down. Each body claro came down. I think about the future way too much. Not knowing what'll happen, I can never. I used to be the one who could always get her out. She blew my mind, but that's just it. It takes a little bit of time to calm down from the high.
Playlist, it was easy.
Oh, man, so good. Queen of Dreams on Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Quick and Painless before that was Serotonin, the Rotten Tommies, and the Heroes Lie in that set as well. Queen of Dreams, they got a big show happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Crucible with Smoke Free Home, Force Field, Silence in Numbers, and King's Caravan. That show, the doors open at 6. I'm assuming the show starts at 7. Sunday Night Metal at the Crucible here in Madison. I'm Jimmy Kay. I've got the new one from Bon Scorpion just around the corner. Right now, let's head down to Janesville, Wisconsin for Revolution X. Here's their song, Our Evolution. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Yeah!
The monster, breathe the demon's man. Bring on the thunder, show them something they will never forget.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lake Point.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
so awesome. Electromag on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Gazer. KBD from Sky Roll Fly before that, and some Fiberweed in that set too. Hey, I'm not going to be here on November 11th. I'm going to be at Mustard Plug. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon with special guests. Get this. Something to Do, Mescalis, and Four Aspirin Morning making their reunion debut. High-noon.com is where you want to get your tickets. Let's do some 4 a.m. right now. Hey, Essential Last Crack just around the corner too. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
greatest local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy. And Milwaukee.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.